This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Many Catholics today are surprised when they hear that their church is made up of a myriad of ancient rites and not just the Latin one. Many of these 22 rites stem directly from the lands where Jesus lived. The Catholic Near East Welfare Association, or CNEWA, is trying to raise awareness among the faithful that the Church's rich tapestry of Eastern traditions is an historically important source of strength for the Universal Church. But these ancient churches need our help. That's why the president of CNEWA, Monsignor John Kozar, is co-hosting with the Pontifical Congregation for Eastern Churches a special event and pilgrimage here in Rome this week. He and Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, prefect of the congregation, are hoping to introduce Italians, mostly Catholics, to the reality of the Eastern Rite churches. They're doing so with the help of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, who have a long tradition of cooperation with the churches in the Holy Land. The Knights will be hosting a get-to-know-each-other event on Wednesday, January 16th, in their Grand Hall here in Rome. Monsignor Kozar tells me more about it and about the work that CNEWA does.
All of this is at the fullest level of cooperation with the Congregation for Eastern Churches, which really excites me because we have a great partnership. And I'd like to say it in these terms, that together the Holy Father invites us. We're a partner with, of course, the Congregation is his main outreach in service to the Eastern Churches. But he invites us in a partnership with them to extend the reach. And so that's really an important part of this. So we're trying to just open a door, and the venue for the event, the principal event, will be at the Grand Hall of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, which is, again, it shows another level of collaboration. The Knights, of course, very involved in the Holy Land. So we're inviting some Italians of prominence, some who are politically connected, perhaps, and some officials of state. They're going to be here, and a number of the staff from the congregation. And together we want to open a little door to share with Italians, Catholics especially, you know, there's a great family at work, and we'd like you to learn a little about this Eastern Catholic family. It's part of the Universal Catholic family, and we're given a special privilege of serving them because although they're very historic and they're in the original lands of Jesus, they suffer greatly because in those same lands, they lack a lot of things. So that's what we want to share with them, both the great good news of the heritage and so forth, but at the same time, these tremendous needs and how we're very honored to respond. And just maybe they might want to become part of the CNEWA family too, to help us reach out.
Now, you're bringing people in who will work with you in Jordan, in Lebanon, and the Holy Land. Now, what are you hoping to hear from these people, and how are you expecting the Catholics here in Italy to react?
Well, in my country, first of all, every day in the news, there's bad news usually. Syria, terrible things happening in Syria. Egypt, there's some protests, and sometimes there's some violence. We don't know where that's going. Lebanon is fragile. Of course, Gaza, Holy Land. Jordan is a country that has millions, literally millions of refugees right now. So it seems to me it would be a wonderful opportunity, this resource. These are people on the ground in leadership roles. They know the land. They know the difficulties. And they're our hands-on agents. They're part of our family. They're directors from the principal offices in Amman, in Jerusalem, and in Beirut. I thought it would be a great asset to have them present, to mingle with the people, also to share their on-the-ground expertise with media people, preceding the event, during, and especially after. There might be some nice new little relationships that might endure, and that would be great. So I think it's a wonderful resource.
And of course, you mentioned the Syrian refugees, which are a really, it's a dramatic situation, in especially in Jordan and Lebanon, where we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people pour over those borders. How are your people there able to address these problems?
Well, I would say we try to show a solidarity. Sometimes it's at a token level. We couldn't possibly address, you're talking hundreds of thousands, more than a million displaced people perhaps. So we do it in a concentrated way, primarily within Syria itself, by offering some very basics of clothing, bedding, foodstuffs. And again, maybe 500, 1,000 families here, and it's delivered by our people on the ground. So that's another thing we can assure our donors, that it's not going to the wrong places or it's not being used for something else. But we're primarily focusing within Syria itself. Now, rebuilding and anything like that, you can't even talk about that, because as we speak, things are being destroyed and overrun by this side, that side, and it's virtually impossible to address those needs. That will be something in the future for sure. Egypt, similarly, we try to focus where we have schools that we support. We're trying to maintain that, the presence of sisters, where we have clinics in Gaza, things like that. Wherever, even if it's a token, showing solidarity, the abiding presence. That, I think, is a very significant piece of Kenewa, our presence. We can't pretend to match what huge government aid agencies can and should do. Or even some huge global foundations can do. We do help with humanitarian aid, of course, communitarian aid, healthcare aid, and so forth. But I think we're at our best that the maintaining the presence, the face of Christ, priests, the sisters, lay people, catechists, formators, whatever, wherever you turn, the church, even though our numbers are very small, we try to keep that abiding presence.
You mentioned just a minute ago Egypt. Egypt has a huge Orthodox community. I know that you work together in various countries around the world with the Orthodox, with other Christian churches. How do you do that? And I know you're even involved in formation of new priests within the Orthodox Church, which seems ironic that the Catholics would be helping Orthodox form their own priests.
Well, that's a great question, and I'm really actually excited to tell you, give you an answer to that. The key is that it's always in cooperation with the Eastern Catholic bishops first and foremost. They are our interpreters in these countries, and they know better than anyone where this reaching out, offering our hands in friendship or even in a specific mode of help. For example, in Ethiopia, they invited us that it would be a great gesture of goodwill on behalf of the Church and the Holy Father if we would offer to train some of their priests whose education was very deficient by sending them to another Eastern Rite seminary all the way in India with the Sira Malabar Church. And having visited both sites, it's a beautiful demonstration of the kind of solidarity, well, family, a family that the Holy Father wants to offer. So, but the key again is the beautiful partnership with our Eastern Catholic bishops. They're our agents. They're the ones on the ground in the best, fullest sense. They're the ones that say, Monsignor, is it possible for Kenewa to help in this venture, in this particular program? I think it would go a long way in bringing us together. And in so many ways, these kinds of opportunities do just that.
You know, we've talked about the Eastern Rites and so on, but few Catholics know that there are quite a variety of other Catholic liturgies, very ancient liturgies, which we call the Eastern Rites. Can you give us a quick just rundown of what these churches are and where they are?
Well, our primary focus for this event will be those in the Middle East. But here again, Middle East, with a lot of people, they think of Jerusalem and Bethlehem, Holy Land, even the Holy Land is broader than that. But it extends, for example, I just mentioned Ethiopia. There is a rich tradition, the Ethiopian Eastern Rite. There's a Orthodox version also. The Maronites in Lebanon, one of the larger Eastern Rite churches in the world, that has a beautiful tradition. There are Chaldeans, especially focused out of Iraq, but also present in Syria, also in Lebanon. There are Melkites, or some refer to them as Greeks. There are many varieties. Armenians and Syriacs, these are the primary Eastern churches in the Middle East. But also, and this might surprise people, the two Indian churches, the Siro-Malabar Church, Siro-Malankara Church, have many priests and many of their faithful living in what is, in the extended sense, the Middle East. For example, in the Arab Peninsula, there are 400,000 Siro-Malabars living and working, and many, many priests and sisters in all of the Holy Land, in all of the Middle East. So those would be the primary. Then you get in Europe, you have very small. They're not as historic as the ones that were founded. The Holy Father referred to the Middle East as the land of the apostles, the prophets, and the patriarchs, because these really ancient ones, going back to apostolic times, they are shepherded today by patriarchs, or some instances they're called major archbishops. For us Latins, that's a little different concept. They're not junior grade popes, but there's a different understanding, more of a paternal understanding for them, that they have this paternal love and care for all of their souls, including their bishops and so forth. So these would be altogether, I think there are 21 or 22, but we're talking maybe 8 or 10 of the primary ones that either trace to that area or they're the principal presence there today.
And of course, they're loyal to the Pope here in Rome.
Absolutely. And people in the West, we tend, unfortunately, for whatever reason, ignorance, but I use that gently, people in the West tend to think many times that they call them Orthodox, which in their minds is that they're not in union with Rome. I've been in the presence of Latin hierarchs in Latin America when the Pope was in Mexico, and I had some Oriental Catholic bishops with me, one from my own diocese, and I would introduce him, and they would, with no intended embarrassment, obviously, they would say, are you in unity with Rome? are you Catholic? And again, just they had no exposure. Mm-hmm. So the ignorance, again, I use it gently, the ignorance is fairly widespread. So we tried. John Paul, God bless him, he tried to really enlighten the world, not only about the Eastern Catholic churches, but about our Orthodox brothers and sisters too, that, you know, we all are part of this Holy Church.
I think more and more people are becoming aware of the different churches. I mean, I remember not so long ago, you know, when I would introduce somebody from the Holy Land, for example, to someone in the States, and they would say, oh, when did you convert to Christianity? Yeah. Thinking that most people who come from that part of the world are Muslim. Yeah. But it's not that case.
Yes. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And we hear now sometimes it's a little skewed. The passion gets carried away about, you know, there are no more Christians in some of these areas. Well, there's no question the numbers have been depleted in some instances dramatically. Syria or Iraq, for example. But we're there. And I think the Holy Father's visit to Lebanon, when he shared his exhortation on the church in the Middle East, was a rallying moment, a moment of peace and tranquility, that you know, for those 3 days, at least for those 3 days, warring factions, people in conflict with each other and amongst each other, they were at peace. There was a calm. But more than that, I think the Holy Father was reaching out to the Christians whose numbers are diminishing and saying, be firm in your faith, be strong, and accept the accompaniment of Jesus. He is always with us. That's why I'm here. And we are with you. The church will always be with you. The church will endure. And that's important because, again, sometimes the passions get a little carried away. And instead of maybe stressing something positive, we only zero in on something negative.
Monsignor John Kozar is president of the Catholic Near East Welfare Association, or CNEWA.